Founding Fathers republished with permission from Doug Jaden. I had the opportunity to speak for 1 hour on the subject of honest money at the Nullify Now conference in Raleigh, North Carolina on Saturday, October 19. Below are the remarks that closed my talk. The message contained goes beyond the case for honest money. It applies to every issue this nation faces. Each generation must be one to the ideas of liberty and morality. They go hand in hand. They are inseparable. We have three generations that have lost these ideas and now must be simultaneously one again. The argument that our nation must be restored to the rule of law cannot begin and end with the Constitution. In today's secular culture, why should your friends and family look to the Constitution alone as the supreme law of the land? Why should any of them be persuaded as to the necessity and importance of adhering to a mere document? Absent the recognition of the lawgiver that inspired its writing, they will successfully argue that the principles found in the Constitution are merely the fancies of men long dead, and that today we should be able to follow our own conscience, discarding the old in favor of the new. And isn't that what you are hearing today? Each and every issue that we are fighting for must have at its core the driving motivation to set it right what is wrong. Not due to some arbitrary appeal to the laws of man, but rather an appeal to nature's law, which inspired the writing of the two documents that solidified our heritage of a people dedicated to virtue, honor, and truth. Our founders held truth to be self-evident, so much so that they pledged their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor to better not only their own situation, but that of their fellow man. Today, we must see the plight of our countrymen and have a genuine anguish deep in our hearts for the harm being done to them and their families. Absent that, we are no different than those who aim to use the strong arm of the law to impose their humanistic version of a utopian socialist society upon us. It is time to live in reality. We have enjoyed quoting our founding fathers when those quotes contain a zinger aimed at one of the many areas where tyranny is on the rise. Yet we ignore the vast list of writings where our founders referred to virtue and morality as the necessary compass to guide their decisions. That strategy has failed. Whether they were Christians or not, our founding fathers recognized the value of Judeo-Christian values. Those values inspired them to set in motion a force for freedom greater than the world had ever known. We are fools if we believe we can be successful in the same struggle for liberty as our founders, yet ignore the very foundation upon which they established it. New book reveals how to win the mental and spiritual side of the preparation game. If you have any doubts about that assertion, compare the outcomes of the French and American revolutions. Read about the conclusion that French philosopher Alexis de Tocqueville came to, after he spent years studying why the American Revolution succeeded and the French Revolution devolved into a bloody Holocaust. It was morality and virtue that separated the two. Ladies and gentlemen, love for the condition of our fellow man borne out the Judeo-Christian principles of honor, virtue, and truth is what moves free men and women to sacrifice their own comforts to set at liberty those who are in bondage. Wilberforce stated it so well, is it not the great end of religion, and, in particular, the glory of Christianity, to extinguish the malignant passions, to curb the violence, to control the appetites, and to smooth the asperities of man, to make us compassionate and kind, and forgiving one to another, to make us good husbands, good fathers, good friends, and to render us active and useful in the discharge of the relative social and civil duties? The only motivation that will not fade with time and hardship is if we carry deep within us anguish for what has been lost and the impact it has had and is having on the people of this nation. Your friends and family will not engage on this, or any critical issue if their focus is solely on themselves and what they personally have to gain by the restoration of sound money. Nor will they engage if their focus is primarily on the legal and constitutional arguments to restore honest money as the foundation of our economic engine. Their involvement, if any, will be fleeting at best, because the human mind has the capacity to deal with our own pain and suffering to a much greater degree than if we see others suffering whom we care deeply for. You only need be a parent who has seen their child suffer to know this is true. Today in our nation, we simply need to be reminded of our heritage, that of a people with the capacity for virtue and honor, a people who have the capacity to care deeply for one another. While these character traits have largely been lost amidst the noise of prosperity and comfort, the rise of tyranny presses the mind, and Americans' hearts are beginning to once again turn their focus outward. As the great Patrick Henry stated so well, virtue, morality, and religion. This is the armor, my friend, and this alone that renders us invincible. These are the tactics we should study. If we lose these, we are conquered, fallen indeed. So long as our manners and principles remain sound, there is no danger. And more directly, to applying the strategy of emphasizing the moral problems with our current monetary system, I will gladly accept the endorsement of Ron Paul himself, as he stated in his book End the Fed. Among all the arguments that can be used to reject the Federal Reserve, the moral argument alone should suffice. It's cheating. It's a tax. It's counterfeiting. It benefits the few at the expense of the many. It breaks the rule of contracts. It causes suffering and punishes the innocent. It enables world wars and best payoffs to the powerful. That should be enough for all Americans to call for an end to this, now 100-year-old failed scheme. If the moral argument is the one that should alone end our fiat monetary system, why is it the one most often ignored, or if addressed, done with timidity instead of with boldness and passion? Today, the challenge that is before us is to embrace truth over lies, reality over ignorance, right over wrong, morality over law. Our dishonest monetary system enslaves every man, woman, and child in the United States. With it comes every hardship that accompanies slavery in whatever form it manifests itself. Who better to throw down the challenge than William Wilberforce, who so eloquently stated in his speech on the horrors of the slave trade? When we think of eternity, and of the future consequences of all human conduct, what is there in this life that should make any man contradict the dictates of his conscience, the principles of justice, the laws of religion, and of God? Sir, the nature and all the circumstances of this trade are now laid open to us. We can no longer plead ignorance, we cannot evade it. It is now an object placed before us, we cannot pass it. We may spurn it, we may kick it out of our way, but we cannot turn aside so as to avoid seeing it. For it is brought now so directly before our eyes that this house must decide, and must justify to all the world, and to their own consciences, the rectitude of the grounds and principles of their decision. My dear friends, this is not about prosperity. This is about freedom. Today, we can see a future where the horrors of this modern-day slave trade known as fiat money are abolished. One where economic liberty brings with it the promise of freedom the likes of which Americans have not experienced in nearly a century. It is there for the taking. The time has come. The truth about the devastation this abomination has brought to this nation has been laid open to us, and we can no longer plead ignorance. This will be a battle hard fought. However, with God on our side, the values of virtue, honesty, and truth will once again be firmly planted in the hearts and minds of men and women across this nation. People of all political persuasions will be pressed to join the fight for differing reasons, yet uniting upon a common cause, to throw off a yoke of bondage that we will no longer bear. Let today be the day you met reality. Let today be the day your heart was stirred with compassion for your fellow American. Let today be the day that those who hear this message stand for truth regardless of cost, to secure a better future for you and your posterity. Hydrogen Peroxide Report.